Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's one of my favorite times of the week where we get the update from the man in the room, Ryan Schmelz. He's a Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent. Ryan, Merry Christmas to you. It's Christmas week. We're so glad to be able to talk to you each and every week pretty much at this point right now. Is it quiet on Capitol Hill yet?
Dead. Dead as a doornail.
Dead. Dead as a doornail.
There's less people at Fox. There's less traffic in D.C. It's honestly kind of nice.
And here we are.
We'll enjoy the break while it lasts.
Yeah, no kidding. So the lawmakers have gone home for the year. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. They don't come back till I believe, like January 5th. So okay. It's going to be a nice little break.
So, Ryan, talk to us about the big stories of 2025. With the Republicans and the Democrats, we've had a government shutdown. We had a big, beautiful bill, among other things. Give us some of the insight of the developments of 2025 that you think will have staying power. We'll be talking about them again in 2026.
I want to pay attention to the Elise Stefanik fallout and kind of her fall from being at the top of the Republican Party to, you know, we don't know what's going to happen next with her. Now, keep in mind, there is this longstanding thought that whatever happens to her is that, even if she's in Congress or out of Congress, if somebody in President Trump's cabinet steps aside, she is usually going to be at the top of the list for a likely replacement for that person. So that's one thing to keep in mind, too, is that just because she's retiring from Congress, just because she's not in the Trump administration right now, and because she's no longer in GOP leadership, does not mean that her political career has ended. Now, it's notable she ended her campaign for governor.
Yeah.
But, you know, she was putting a lot of political risk into that campaign because she was an underdog, no matter how disliked Kathy Hochul is. So if she would have lost that race, would that have set her political career back? This, in many ways, gives her an opportunity to kind of wait and see what her next move is going to be, whether that's in the next Trump administration or maybe coming back and running for a different office one day.
So that's a good question. I'm glad you brought up Elise Stefanik. The news came out that she was suspending or quitting her race for governor of New York and then also not running again for Congress. And she made this statement with the allusion or suggestion, I should say, that she'd spent some time with her family. She has a very young child and she just felt as though this was the right direction for her future. Has she fallen out with leadership in the House? Is she still in the good graces of the Trump administration? What are her positions right there in correlation to the relationships that she's had and where they might lead in the future?
Well, you remember she gave an interview to the Wall Street Journal where she had some pretty harsh words for Speaker Johnson about his leadership and even questioned if he'd be able to get the votes to become Speaker if he was put on the ballot or put on the floor once again. So there was definitely some rockiness going on between the two of them towards the end there and still is pretty prevalent. With the Trump administration, it seems as though she's still in the good graces with them, but you'll go back to when she was the UN ambassador nominee. We understand and we reported that she had been going through maybe not the same relationship with Susie Wiles that she once had. She had been, you know, kind of pestering the administration and pestering top officials about getting her confirmed. And her nomination kept getting delayed, delayed, delayed because of how slim the majority was in the House, and Republicans didn't want to take the risk of losing her seat. So eventually, it seemed as though the Trump administration got a little frustrated by that. And that was one of the things that led to her nomination being pulled. That wasn't everything. It was a factor in it. It wasn't the big picture. The big issue was that President Trump and others in the Trump administration were kind of panicking about her congressional district and whether or not a Republican could win that seat if she were to step aside. Well, that district's going to get tested now because she's not running for re-election.
Yeah, certainly. That's the whole midterm map is going to, it's going to be probably the biggest question going into the November 2026 elections. It really seems like the House balance could swing drastically one way, drastically the other, could stay razor thin. Are you hearing anything on Capitol Hill? Maybe not right now because it's so quiet. Good for you. But do you have a sense of nervousness coming from the Democrats, coming from the Republicans about what 2026 will hold?
It seems like both sides are pretty cautiously optimistic. There's ways you can look at the map and spin it however you want. The one thing Republicans like to look at is the fact that only three Republicans are defending districts that Vice President Harris won. There's over a dozen Democrats defending districts that President Trump won. So Republicans feel like the map is kind of in their favor. But Democrats will look at the victories in Virginia, New Jersey, New York, some other places across the country and say that the momentum is clearly on their side. So, and of course, history is also on the Democrats' side here, too, because traditionally, that first midterm of a presidential administration is usually pretty rough for the incumbency. So Democrats do feel like history and recent election cycles prove that they can win back the House. But of course, like you mentioned, there's a big X factor here, which is we don't know what the final map's going to even look like because there's been so many redistricting efforts. And a lot of these redistricting efforts, the ones that pass their state legislatures, still have to survive legal challenges. And you've got the Texas map up in legal limbo right now. You've got the California one that could be in legal limbo. So we really just don't know what the map is going to look like in the end.
So we're speaking with Ryan Schmelz, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill and White House correspondent on X at Ryan Schmelz Box. Another big word, F word, I would add, that is going to be discussed in 2026, filibuster, and maybe the other one, but we'll stick with filibuster. I hear a lot of discussion, maybe the possibility that some Republicans in the Senate might be more interested in the possibility of ending the filibuster. It's the for folks who are listening right now who are unfamiliar, the filibuster is the barrier to getting to where they actually vote for any bill. It only takes one extra person in the Senate, or actually a tie, and J.D. Vance, as the vice president, can break that tie and pass a bill, but they have to get over that 60-vote threshold with the filibuster. How does it work to get rid of the filibuster? When people are saying, get rid of it, nuke the filibuster, what is the process to get through removing the filibuster? Does it have to be done each individual time? Can it be done as a blanket? What's the process there, and your thoughts on the likelihood?
It's pretty complicated, and it would require a pretty stringent changing of Senate rules. Now, I do not believe it's as hard as people might think it is. I think it is something they can do with a simple majority, which is getting rid of the filibuster and changing Senate rules. The big concern is not how hard it is to do, it's what kind of precedent are you going to set if you do it. And that's something that Leader Thune has been very conscious of and has kind of played the long game with, because the thought is that if you let Democrats take control of the Senate down the road and you've gotten rid of the filibuster for a number of issues, well, now Democrats have a way to get Medicare for All passed. They have a way to get Medicaid expansion passed. And Democrats can definitely take advantage of that, the way the Republicans have taken advantage of the 50-vote threshold to confirm Supreme Court nominees. So Leader Thune's been kind of hesitant to go along with President Trump when it comes to nuking the filibuster. Now, the question's going to probably be two is what are they going to need it for? And if you say, okay, well, Republicans should get rid of the filibuster for getting a healthcare proposal through, well, the Republicans can use the reconciliation or the one big beautiful bill process in order to do that, because that is a process that only requires 50 votes. So if Republicans are able to get some of their key agenda items through with just simply doing that, then the temptation to just nuke the filibuster to get other things passed might not be as big.
Is there any discussion about, you know, when people talk about filibuster, when I hear filibuster, I think about somebody standing up there and talking until they can't talk any longer. And then it becomes kind of a spectacle. Fox News puts a little box on the bottom of the screen so that when you tune in, you're like, oh, he's still going. He's still doing it. That's the way it used to be, is my understanding, that if you wanted to filibuster a bill and keep it from coming to a vote, you had to hold the floor to keep it from coming to a vote. Is there any discussion at all about making the filibuster, instead of completely getting rid of it, make them stand up there and filibuster the actual bill by using their words?
Yeah, I mean, this has been a longstanding issue, which is, you know, floor time and Democrats being able to delay certain things. And they've done that with nominees where Republicans have to wait this clock out and they can't really, you know, put anything else on the floor until that clock expires. And you've kind of seen this process really start to play out this Congress where, you know, Leader Thunes had to bring up pretty much every single nominee one at a time. And it got to the point that Thune decided to change Senate rules in order to confirm some of the lower level nominees. But when President Trump first got into office and you had to confirm the Department of Defense Secretary, you had to confirm the Secretary of State, Secretary of War, Veterans Affairs, pretty much all of them, then you would see this kind of waiting period where not much was happening. And it's not because they didn't want to do anything. It's because that's how they had to operate under the rules in order to get certain nominees confirmed. And it's been a frustrating process. And that's why you hear members of Congress, both on a bipartisan basis, talk about, well, wait a minute, do we need these positions to be confirmed anymore? Can we maybe change which positions need to be confirmed by the Senate? So this is just a little bit easier on whoever is the president.
So, Ryan, the nominees getting pushed through is a part of the complication of a minority party trying to do everything to stall and to keep the majority party from getting things through. The Republicans do it when the Democrats have the majority. I think the Democrats have taught the Republicans a few lessons, and the Republicans have been more likely to take on some of these tactics that the Democrats are doing. We watched the government shut down in 2025, and if you listened to Chuck Schumer, he said it was over health care. So the Schumer shutdown was based on the subsidies that are going to sunset because the Democrats made them sunset at the end of the year. Now they have a health care problem that they need to solve. I imagine this is going to be a high priority once 2026 gets back here in the beginning of January. Where are each party right now, and where is the process to help Americans afford their health care?
Well, Republicans have their own bill and Democrats have their own bill. Democrats are trying to lobby to get votes on a 3-year extension of the program. Only problem is that it's probably not going to get 60 votes because Republicans have made it very clear that they want to see substantial reforms to the program in order to get it pretty much restarted. And it seems like 3 years is just way too long. A 2-year option would probably be more possible, maybe even a 1-year option. Republicans have a separate bill that would essentially take the money and not give it to the insurance companies, instead give it directly to the patient or the consumer. And the idea is that it's supposed to drive down premiums over time. And Republicans did get a good report from the Congressional Budget Office, which did an estimate claiming that premiums would drop over a period of time if the Republican bill became law. But Democrats have pushed back on this, saying it's junk insurance, pointing to a number of other issues that they have, and pointing to that they believe that the 20 million plus people who are currently on the Obamacare premium tax credit program and use that to get their premiums lower would not totally be covered by this.
So the final question I have for you, if we can't get health care fixed right away, it will probably be a main conversation around a potential pending government shutdown part two right at the end of January. We shut it down once. Will we see the Democrats shut it down again? What do you think the likelihood of them being able to pass these appropriation bills will be at the end of January?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I think it's still hard to tell. Obviously, the time is running out, but they came close to maybe making some progress on this right before the Senate broke for recess. When they come back, I think there's this idea of a minibus for a select group of those bills. If they're able to get that passed, that's going to really alleviate the impacts of a government shutdown. Remember, they've already got three of these appropriations bills passed, which covers SNAP benefits through the end of the fiscal year, covers the Department of Veterans Affairs through the end of the fiscal year. So a lot of those issues that come up during government shutdowns aren't going to be impacted this time. And if they're able to get more of the bills done, then that's going to really alleviate some of the issues that you're seeing here. So the more appropriations bills they pass, the less of an issue the government shutdown is going to be.
All right. Well, Ryan Schmelz, thank you for being with us. You said it was really empty there. One of our listeners on YouTube, Joe, suggested to go into empty offices and order pizzas from their phones. So if you get super bored, I don't know. I would like to know whose office, which congressional member would you go order pizzas from their phones, their empty office phones first? Do you have an answer for us?
I do. I would probably go with Eric Schmidt or Congressman Burleson, just because I know you have a direct line to them and could probably get me out of trouble if they decide to press charges for using their money to buy stuff.
Yeah, I think they'd both find that very funny, and I think they'd probably get you back and then maybe us back as well. So let us know how it goes. Ryan Schmelz, Merry Christmas to you, to your family. We love spending time with you. Your insight is invaluable. We're grateful for you.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Annie, and everybody back in St. Louis. Thanks, y'all.
Thanks so much. Have a wonderful holiday. Ryan Schmelz, our friend and Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill White House and White House correspondent with us pretty much each week. And we're grateful for that look inside, because it's just like, here's the facts. Love them or hate them, this is what's going on. It's very helpful. All right, let's take a quick break here. We're going to get Ryan back in studio, and then we're going to do a little Wiggins America too shortly, the Monday roundup. Here's the YouTube poll for today. And we'll throw this out here. We'll discuss it a little bit more as soon as we come back. In 2026, that year that's coming up, how would you like the Annie Fry Show to evolve? Yes, we're throwing ourselves at the mercy of the public court. Give us your thoughts, your advice, your suggestions, your criticisms. We can handle it. Most of us can. Do you want more political discussion in 2026? More cultural discussion? More lighthearted fun? Or do you want it to stay exactly the same? Or maybe there's something else. Throw it in the comments, or you can text us at 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.